Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is called Metzora, which means diseased or leprous one. It covers Leviticus chapters 14 and 15. Chapter 14 is a continuation of the laws concerning lepers. If an Israeli was suffering from leprosy and had undergone teshuvah, repentance, and had apparently been healed, he would first call for the priest to examine him. If the priest saw no signs of his uncleanliness, then a second examination was scheduled 7 days later. If the metzora was free from disease, the process of purification would begin. If after a second examination he was deemed fit, the priest would require him to obtain some cedar wood, scarlet thread, hyssop, two turtle doves, and all of which seem to have cleansing properties and are used in this two-bird ritual. The release of the live bird is reminiscent of the scapegoat. The live bird being driven into the field may symbolize the leprosy being banned outside the camp of Israel. Following this, the leper would be required to wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, bathe in clean water, and 7 days he could return to the camp. Adonai's instructions on this matter were specific and expected to be followed if you hope to re-enter the camp after having leprosy. If you had a skin disease, you had to remain outside the camp in order to prevent others from being contaminated. You're required to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," to warn others not to approach you. When an unclean person came in contact with a clean person, the clean person was no longer clean. For leprosy, a priest would put his hands on you during the cleansing and purification process only when he was certain that you had been healed. Did not want to get that himself. The scriptures include several stories of encounters with lepers. For example, in Matthew 8, a crowd gathered around Yeshua, and a leper knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Messiah stretched out his hand and touched the leper and said, "I am willing, be clean." Immediately, the leper was cleansed. The significance of this event is that Yeshua touched the leper when nobody else would, nor did he become unclean, but rather the leper became clean. When Yeshua spent time with sinners, he never became tainted with the sin. He always rose above and used his time to heal. Brothers and sisters, we may not have the same abilities, but we do have a calling and a commandment from the Lord to spread the good news, which means we'll be among sinners, but we are not to participate in the sin. This is a challenge for us to bring salt and light to those outside of our midst, but not to let the darkness from the outside come into our lives or to lose our distinctive flavor as those following Messiah. The Haftorah is 2 Kings 7:3 through 20, which describes four leprous men sitting at the gate of Samaria during a famine. Because they were lepers, they were not allowed in the city. The people in the city were starving to death because they were under siege by the Syrians. The lepers took their chances and went to the Syrian camp, hoping to find some food. When they arrived there, they were astonished to find only animals, horses, donkeys, and food, but no soldiers. God had miraculously sent the soldiers fleeing. The four lepers ate some food and hid some treasure. But quickly they realized they could not keep it to themselves so long as the people in the city were starving to death. They had good news to share. So they informed the gatekeeper, and the Samaritans could then gather the food from the Syrian camp, and they were delivered. Brothers and sisters, we are very much like those lepers outside the camp. Our only hope is the death and resurrection of Yeshua and his choosing us to do his work. That is what sets us free from leprosy of our sin and condemnation. The four lepers were at the crossroads. They discovered extremely good news and they did not keep it to themselves. but told others. In the same way, God commands us to spread the good news, even if the people regard us like lepers. The Lord delights to use unlikely people to accomplish his purposes. We were once like lepers, slaves to sin, but now we are slaves of righteousness through our Lord, Messiah Yeshua. In Matthew 9, 20 and 22, a woman had suffered a discharge of blood for 12 years and came from behind a crowd and touched the fringe of Yeshua's garment. This woman would have been considered unclean, yet her faith was strong enough to motivate her to approach Yeshua. Messiah turned and said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." Instantly, the woman was healed. Jesus went outside the camp to cleanse those people and bring them back in to the camp. Do you feel like a leper, like you are outside the camp, that you have too many scars or wounds from the past to be forgiven? There is nothing that you have done that cannot be overcome by the forgiveness of God through repentance. Nothing is beyond Adonai Eloheinu's reach or touch. Satan would want us to believe that we are too far gone and are not worthy to be with Yeshua. And you know what? We aren't worthy. We can't earn it. Eternal life is a free gift of God's grace. God's grace brings us back if we repent, turn away from our sin, and yield to him. Brothers and sisters, if you're going through difficult times, believe that you are meant for you to grow and for others to see the victories of those struggles and take hope. You know, in the last 8 years, I haven't had many days where I didn't feel my back let me down. But it is so nice to be up here today and not feel any pain in my back, I'll tell you. We are never alone. Nothing happens by chance. Test builds our character. Instead of the spiritual lepers we once were, we are now the bride of Messiah Yeshua. God has given us an incredible good news to proclaim, much like he did with those lepers. But it meant we need to take some risks and speak up. We are approaching Passover and remembering how the Lord has blessed us beyond measure. Let us renew our commitment and seize the opportunities to talk to those outside the camp. Amen.